Well, welcome back to 100 Words. It's the Waking Up Podcast with Brian and Iris. Guten Morgen, guten Abend, guten Tag.
Yeah, guten Morgen.
Now, let me just say, so everything's fun this week. This is a fun week, and we have amazing guests in the studio. You will not actually hear them, but we will reference my daughters are both here. So first of all, Mia's producing again.
Yep.
So welcome back, Mia. And my daughter, Cadis, is here as well. So it's like awesome. It's graduation party week, and congratulations to my young ladies who are going on to university.
Yep, so for me too. Excited. Absolutely. Cool beans, as my daughter would say. So yeah.
Okay. We're live at the decision table in the beautiful 900 Rudder building, and thanks for joining us again. You're going to listen, you're going to learn, and hopefully you're going to heal. Don't forget to like and hit subscribe on Facebook. That's facebook.com/A100words. Don't forget to check us out at 100words.com and on the bottom left, subscribe to our mailing list. But what am I going to say now? Read my mind. I'm going to talk about the shop. This is 100words.com/shop.
You're all over the place.
In order, excuse me.
You are not in order.
I object, Your Honor. I am in order. Hold on, I will get to the German welcome. Relax.
I have
disclaimers to do. Can you give me a minute? Give me a minute.
Yeah, okay.
So anywho, where was I? No, so the shop is open. So this is very exciting. I'm going to go ahead and say, we had our first customer in the shop. It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
$1. You know, here in the United States, we hang like the $1 bill, but we didn't actually do that. So we didn't hang anything. But Linda, thank you for supporting us. And Linda actually supported us before our e-commerce website went up, so that's pretty awesome. Yep. Anyway, the shop is open, and maybe you could talk more about that. But can I keep on plowing through like a freight train? Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here's the thing. We are not telling you anything you don't already know. We're just reminding you of probably what you've forgotten. Apologies in advance. We're neither a political nor a religious podcast. There's plenty of them in the podcast universe. Part of the thing is we're recording early, so we're in the middle of the week, and we're recording at night, which is a real rarity for us,
mm-hmm.
even though people don't realize it because they're listening in the middle of the day or on their usual Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, whatever it is. But we're like jazzed up and all off our rhythm because it's night.
Yeah.
So what?
Weird.
Nobody gives
so
a crap.
So that's why everybody will complain there is no coffee mug of mine. I'm certain because everybody knows that. So today I can offer only water. So yeah.
I see.
That's how that goes.
Will you willkommen auf Deutsch, bitte?
Ja, aber klar doch. So, hallo, einen schönen Sonntag wünsche ich euch allen und ich hoffe, es geht euch allen gut, dass ihr die Hitze fein überkommen habt und ja, dann viel Spaß beim Podcast. Bis später. Tschüss.
Danke. Ja. Danke schön.
Mm-hmm.
All right, dear. So let me. So it's good. It's another good one tonight. I feel like everything is compressed. We just released, and of course, this won't release till the usual schedule. But I feel like this compression in the energy, which is actually kind of exciting and fun and new. And so, you know, anyway, so I got that out of the way. Why don't we go to the mailbag as usual, and then we'll jump right into what it is we're doing tonight.
Yeah. So first, I would like to say hello to a couple people here. So one is my dentist, Dr. Berman. So thank you very much for what you did yesterday. Today. So, and to Anne, you know, Anne.
Uh-huh. Now, Anne, yes.
Yeah, we have Linda Barner, which got her special treatment from you. So then we have Brian Kondorski, Connie Sadkowski, and of course, all my Germans. So Carmen, Klaus, and Doris, and Uli. So yeah, hello.
Okay.
Willkommen. My greeting. Yep.
Willkommen, is that right?
Willkommen.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's rather formal to say it that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Say hello. Yeah, that's what that is. So.
All right. I'm doing my best over
here. You do fine. No worries.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, then let's go to the mail box here. So I'm starting in the back, and this has a purpose because I thought that was very interesting. One of our beloved people here, his name is Mark. He said, Brian, I'm moving from the Emirates back to the USA.
Oh, my.
I'm an architect, and I was 20 years in the
Emirates. UAE, okay.
Yeah, and then now he is coming back, and he said, now I'm very afraid of the changes, life changes, actually. How can I deal with that? Can you please help me?
Okay, first of all, welcome to the United States, and congratulations on a big step. So in terms of the spirituality of that, I would say some fear had to be overcome to do that, because that is a big, big move. Any kind of move like that is big. So congratulations on that. First things first, give yourself a little credit every morning when you wake up in the morning to say maybe there is some fear, you're worried about the unknown, etc. Maybe life as you know it, maybe your daily routine is being broken, okay? But I'm hopeful for you that you'll have great things ahead of you. Let me entertain it. First of all, we're referencing back to the change episode where we talked about, you know, how disruptive changes are and how much we love our daily routines, right? We love these those things.
Yep.
And the notion that our routines don't define us, and sometimes it's hard to see through the tunnel from whatever it is you're doing in your daily life to whatever's coming next.
Right.
Okay. But I'll come back to the mantra, and I hope this doesn't come off as a cliche, but I'm going to come back to the mantra that I mentioned, not only on the Change podcast, but also on other ones. And I'll review it for you. It's four words. First thing is that he accept the future and the plan that is ahead of him and the changes that are coming. This is not easy to do. There's fear involved. Okay.
Oh yeah. I know the feeling.
Trust that things will work out. Maybe you don't know all of what's coming. Maybe there's uncertainty. Of course there is. With the uncertainty comes human fear sometimes. Try to say to yourself, I trust the universe will have it out, that, you know, have a good plan for me. I will look for the signs. I will follow the signs. I will ask for the signs, and I will wait for answers, and I will listen to my intuition. And hopefully you can then trust what's being given to you. Finally, allow the changes. What's the opposite of allow? Resist. Mm-hmm. I don't want. I'm afraid. The opposite of that is to actively allow those changes. So what was his name again?
Mark.
Mark, try to allow these changes into your life, even if they're not fully known. And the final piece of it, which is also very hard, is to focus on adjusting to them. Okay, he comes to, let's say you get on the plane. You get over here in the United States, you're used to the way things are done in the United Arab Emirates. You're not used to life in the United States. It's very different. And all of a sudden, everything's uncomfortable. Nothing's the same. The menus are different. All the ways we measure, I think, is the United Arab Emirates a metric country? Probably.
Yeah.
Like everybody else. Yeah, and then, absolutely. Of course, here we're measuring in inches, which drives you crazy, by the way, because you can't stand that.
No, so, I can't.
Yeah, and you don't bother converting. Yeah, you don't even. Yeah, it's annoying.
I have a thing on an app, actually, which is translating that to my centimeters and meters. Right, and so
there's a little resistance in your metric to English conversion.
No, not really. It's not a resistance, but if you grow up with that from kindergarten on, and now you have to, from one day to another one, you have to do inches, and you stand there and you're like, what?
But aren't you here for like 28 years already?
No, I'm not. I'm 23 years here.
Okay,
so excuse me. So yeah, no. And
let me finish. Mark, to give it to you, you know, also find things that you like to do and have them at your ready, whether it's being in nature, reading, music. Have something you can fall back on that you can find comfort in your daily routine. And I wish you the best of luck, and keep tuning into the podcast. We'll be continuing the discussions there. And by the way, when you're in the United States, if you're ever in Pennsylvania, specifically northeastern Pennsylvania, you know, our studio, we broadcast out of northeastern Pennsylvania here in the U.S. So maybe you'll happen by sometime.
Yeah, come and visit. Absolutely. So maybe I can help. So,
okay.
Well, yeah, I went to all that crap too, as I said last time.
Yes,
so,
you
did.
You'd be in a unique position to help him out. So absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So if somebody needs help in this area, absolutely. No doubt about it. So yeah, and then we have our Martina from Germany. So from the choir, and she said, that was a great podcast. Changes are hard, but how can I get better with changes, Mr. Brian?
No, I'm not the right person to ask for that.
Oh.
I am going to answer it, though. And Martina, thanks for writing again week after week. And here's the thing on it. It seems like no matter how many times we endure change, it doesn't really seem to get, for many people, a lot easier. Because with the change comes uncertainty that we don't like uncertainty. Mm-hmm. This ties into our topic today. I'm not going to give it away, but uncertainty is a real fear generator for humans. It is.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
But I think that one of the ways you can get better at it is by recognizing where the fear is coming from. And the fear, we make up fears. Martina, we are deluxe at fabricating fears. We are afraid things will go poorly. We are afraid things will go well. Mm-hmm. We are afraid we might succeed. We are afraid we might fail. I sound like I'm a poet. I'm not a poet. Your ego is just waiting to suffer in any way possible. It can't wait to hear about all the possible stories that lead it to all the worst cases that can happen. So one of my recommendations for you is to say to yourself, I am allowing and I'm going to adjust to these changes, as I said in the mantra, and I am in recognition that my ego is displeased. And I'm observing the ego. I'm witnessing it. Mm-hmm. I am not my ego. Therefore, I can witness the ego going on and on and on and on and on. Now, ask me the question, Iris. Ask me on behalf of all the people listening. How do I put this into practice 100%?
Yeah.
No,
do you?
No, I don't. No, I'm human. And my ego gets the better of me many times, as you know.
Yep.
And as a result, I sometimes lose perspective and don't, I forget that my ego, which is always screaming and complaining and never happy and always scared, is not in fact me. It's a part of all of us, obviously, but
oh yeah.
Anyway, so try to witness your ego in action and step back from it and say, I see you and you're going to stop. I'm going to override you or I'm going to breathe. Right. But it is a challenge to do it, but witnessing it and seeing it is a really good way to start. Good question.
That is good because that actually mother was almost having the same question. So she said, how can you accept changes, Mr. Brian? So,
oh my Lord.
So yeah, it's almost the same thing, right? So, but I thought, you know, I mean.
Maybe. It's hard to do, you know, and the bigger the changes, the harder it is.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll use a concept. I'll share a concept that I've used, and I'm not sure it's a spiritually perfect one. We talk a lot about the spiritual pharmacy and prescriptions and things like that. But I have this concept sometimes of a tunnel. I'll explain it. And the tunnel is sometimes you have to walk your path. All right. We're all going to walk our path, whether you like it or not. So you have to accept you're going to walk that path, whatever that path is. And hopefully it is the highest path for you. But sometimes you have to pass through maybe a small tunnel and there's always light. I can see the light. It's down there.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it, Iris. I'm not quite at the light. But I will get to the light. But right now I'm not quite there yet. So I have to endure a little bit. So
yeah.
I need to practice my meditation and I need to, you know, work on some of the things we talked about. But try to imagine. You will reach the light at the end of that tunnel.
Oh, yeah, we will. Absolutely. Yeah. No doubt about it. It's always like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We are in the tunnel. We have many situations like that. And there's always light at the tunnel.
Yes, there is.
Always is.
I hope, at least.
Oh, yeah. Of course it is. Well, duh.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
So, and then we have Mr. Frank. So this time, this is Frank from Sam's Club. Okay, so this is not the other Frank. So this is Frank from Sam's
Frank
Club.
Frank, famous from Sam's Club.
Yeah, the same as the famous Frank, yeah. It's, I struggle to understand the universe. Brian, how do you understand the universe?
Okay. Well, that's a six-episode question. understanding, the very first thing you have to understand, this isn't step one. How about if I do like a miniature 1, 2, 3 step kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. First thing is, I'll try to do it this way. First things first, you have to accept that which you cannot see. We all need to practice the acceptance of a higher power and understand that the random events of physical earth can't possibly be all there is to it. It can't be that whatever is happening physically to you today, whatever you're thinking or feeling bad about is your whole existence. There is a higher power. So first thing is to meditate on that. There's lots of good reading on it. One of my favorite ways to get introduced to this concept of the universe is through synchrodestiny. Big word. Let me tell you what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Synchrodestiny, I'll break it down, is the simple observation when things happen to you that seem at times like maybe coincidence or maybe you didn't realize quite that it was a sign, but these signs are being presented to you and they're not random. There's no such thing as a coincidence in the universe. There's no such thing.
Correct.
So that's part one. Part one of it is understanding that it's beyond what you can see with your eyes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. We can see, we like what we can touch and see,
mm-hmm.
but there's a universe that exists way beyond that with immense power and love, and that love, if you allow it into your life, can guide you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, as a human, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we block it. We are miserable. We are angry. We are victims.
Mad.
All those things, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, list is long.
The list is long.
Yep.
So first thing saying out loud, saying, I accept the possibility that there is a higher power, and I would like to learn more about it. I don't know anything about it. This is somebody who's just learning it.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is to look for signs. Look for things happening in your life that seem to come at, interestingly, the right time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just at the right time. And call them signs. Don't write them off. Don't say, well, that's kind of weird. I read that sign, or I saw that TV commercial, or I heard that song, and then, boy, it reminded me of that one thing. And, you know, I just thought it was cute and everything. And huh? But try to recognize this is the universe trying to speak to you. Mm-hmm. And that is where the learning about the universe begins. Does that help?
Oh, absolutely. Very nice explained.
Okay,
I like
I'm
that.
Trying.
Cool. Yeah, you're learning a lot. So
okay,
that's cool.
Good.
So I like that. So then we have Miss Shannon, and she said,
Shannon. Hi,
yeah,
Shannon.
Not Sharon, Shannon.
Not Sharon.
So, and she said, I'm in the middle of a very ugly divorce, and I have a hard time to let go. Can you guys help me?
You want to take that first?
Well, I can.
Take
absolutely.
It first, and I'll take it second.
Okay.
I'll see what
so
you...
So, first of all, I don't know what the background is from that. So, I mean, an ugly divorce could be everything and nothing. So, I don't know. You know, sometimes it's better you have a little bit more information about it. But, so, in general, I would say when it comes to let go, then look back. First of all, don't go in the past, but see why you are getting a divorce. So, that would be number one. Number two, get your guides working on you. So call them in, ask them,
yes.
Ask and it's given. So they will guide you out of the darkness. If you feel, you know, you have anxieties or you are depressed and sad and name it, so the whole nine yards. So always call on the guides or use the archangels. And you know that game, call on the big dude, take Archangel Michael. So he will get you the right guide or the right archangel. So there's always help in the universe, number one. Number two, is, you know, try to come to peace with it, and to have an ugly divorce is actually not so cool, because I think, you know, when people can sit together, they can talk to each other, and without flipping shit, it doesn't matter how bad the situation is. So we are adults, we are not children.
Yes.
So, and I think you can do that, or try to practice this, as also go in meditation and try to find your peace there if you cannot find it elsewhere.
Now, can I share a dirty secret?
Sure.
Here's the dirty secret. When we are in life's lowest lows, mm-hmm. when we are there,
yep.
we typically, as humans, what do we assume? Even though we are among
the worst.
Well, yeah. we do assume the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And when we assume the worst, we sometimes get the worst.
Sure.
So first things first, whatever you're sending out, you're attracting. This mm-hmm. is the law of attraction. It's a mm-hmm. universal law. So if you're sending out doomsday scenario, okay, which is your world ending, then you can expect, unfortunately, to manifest that. So instead, focus on either through journaling or writing or whatever, sending out a different outcome. I'm going to solve this amicably. We're going to have an agreement.
Yeah.
Okay. The other dirty secret is going to make you laugh. Okay, I'm just telling you, it's going to make you laugh. Is that when we're in the lowest points in our life, we tend to feel alone. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And we assume that, well, number one, we're the only ones. This is the ego talking, by the way. We're the only ones going through this. It's the worst thing ever. It is going to be a doomsday outcome.
Yep.
The list goes on. The ego will go on and on, but it loves to be alone, loves to be a victim. It loves to, you know, claim that it was singled out. It can't, and no other of the 7.9 billion people upon earth could ever have either lived through this or
right.
have experienced it.
Yeah.
So therefore, I am completely alone. Furthermore, I question the presence of a higher power. So therefore, I am totally alone. As you said, calling on, asking for help, it's not going to show up magically.
No.
Nope.
No, we have to allow that.
You got to ask it for it. You got to allow it. You got to give it a little time. You got to look for signs. You can ask the universe for help. You can ask other humans upon earth for help.
That's right.
Because I'd say divorce is one of the scenarios that many people have gone through.
Absolutely.
And so you're not alone. Okay.
No.
You are not alone, even though you feel it, even though your ego loves being alone and torturing you with you being like in the middle of a floating island where literally nobody's there to help. That's not actually true. I encourage you to find other people in your life or find the universe through your meditation, as you said, to try and create a connection and ask for help, and you will get it. You will get guidance.
Oh, 100%.
And good luck, by the way.
Yeah. But like I said, ugly, I don't know what she understands under ugly. You know, that could be tons of things.
Yes.
But I feel always, you know, there's always two people involved if you have a situation like that. It's not only one.
Yes.
So, and therefore, some people have to park their butts down and say, well, yeah, hello, I did shit too. So it's not only my partner or my wife or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's always
and there's
two.
Different roles people play. Like,
yeah.
In a situation like that, I don't know if, you know, she's the one initiating or the one being initiated upon. It doesn't even matter. Whatever the role is, it's you know, still the same, that feeling of loneliness and being lost. Anyway, I hope that was helpful.
Yeah, but I would encourage her. So if you want to talk more about it or you want us to answer something, then please feel free and let us know and we will go again on that.
And good luck.
Yeah,
good luck.
For me too. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, and then that was the emails.
Okay. Well, let's sink our teeth in. Why don't you tell us what's up for the week?
Yeah, so for this week, we have the wisdom of the knowing.
Of the knowing. Iris, what is the knowing that you're talking about?
The knowing is the universe, the knowing which comes from the universe, the knowing what we have deep in our souls.
Now, I have questions.
Of course.
Now, I'm speaking on behalf of most of the people listening, all right? Mm-hmm. They would say, knowing. Well, Iris, you're a psychic, so you're knowing. I'm not a psychic, so I don't know. So is this episode, I'm just turn it off? Or should I continue listening?
No, that has nothing to do with being a psychic or not a psychic. So knowing is just what we feel. That's our intuition. That is so many things. So knowing is an umbrella word, if you want to go with that.
Okay.
So, but yeah, and we have our wisdom, but we take our wisdom away because we allow our ego to take over.
So you're saying this... The magic, when we talk about, by the way, when we talk about the knowing, mm-hmm. let's give some examples of what the knowing is, okay?
So the knowing is, say, like a feeling too. So if you go example-wise, oh my God, what am I using now?
You're on the spot.
I'm on the spot, yeah, yeah.
Well, how about this? Should I take the job? I don't know. Should
The job? Good thing, take the job. So here,
should I?
You know, and then your intuition is kicking in and it's telling you already, no, don't do it. Benefit is not good. You know, you have not that, and you have no retirement, you have nothing, lousy paid. So here it goes, okay?
Okay.
So, and you know deep down, no, that's not a good job for me.
You know it.
You know it. You feel it. You have gut, and you know.
When you know it, mm-hmm. and then you do it anyway.
And you do it anyway, yeah. And
let's branch off on that just for a second. What is that called when you ignore the sign and do it anyway? What are you going to do?
Well,
what are you going to learn?
Yeah, you learn your lesson.
You learn your lesson.
Because you are not paying attention. You are dismissing everything. So there's the resistance with this job.
Let's call it learning the hard way. You're going to learn mm-hmm. whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Let me talk about the idea of accessing this so-called knowledge, this knowing. Mm-hmm. It is intuition, right?
Yeah.
And that intuition seems like a really slippery thing to some people.
Yeah, it is.
And can you take us again through the basics of acquiring this knowing through intuition?
Well, yeah.
How do you do it?
How you do it is really if you pay attention and listen to your gut. It's always the same thing. Instead of listening to your ego, which is yelling at you.
In your head.
In your head. So the head is not that what is actually guiding you. It is really your gut. So
correct. Now,
that's what it is.
Let me review the basics of this because I think some people, believe me, if I have to hear something like 10 times before I get it. If you're upstairs in your head and you're thinking in circles, and we all do, mm-hmm. by the way, our minds are spinning. Mm-hmm. You're looking at your smartphone. You're on your phone. You're looking at your phone. You're thinking. It's all up here.
Yep.
You are more or less completely shutting out what is available down here to you.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Let's start with that assumption. So if you're trying to think your way through, you're probably not quite there. You're not quite there. If you are circling in your mind saying, I don't know what to do. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? That's your head.
That's
if it's
head,
screaming,
yeah.
your ego screaming your, in your head, and you're getting a headache.
Right.
You're getting stressed out. You mm-hmm. feel anxiety. Your heart rate's going up. Everything's just you're spinning. You're scared. You have fear. Mm-hmm. You're going to fail. You're alone. You name it. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But then down here, as we move down, I'm pointing to my solar plexus, down into my belly, the gut.
This is where it is.
Okay. There's mm-hmm. a different conversation going there, and we need to access that if we have any hope of acquiring this so-called knowing.
Knowing. Yep.
All right. How do I get down there? Tell me how to get from the head down here into my belly.
If you pay attention, take breathers.
Okay.
Or listen to music. Whatever takes you out of your head and listen to your body.
Force it. You might have to force it.
Force it. Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
Put the music on a little bit louder.
Yep. Jam with it. Whatever takes, you know, the head out of your
get out of the situation you're in. Go for a walk. Go for a drive.
Right.
Anything to break that cyclic pattern. Even though when people are listening to this, they're saying, I can't do it. I can't. I am so in my head.
No, you can.
You can.
I hear this many times when even if you talk to people which do meditations, I cannot do that. Because my head. So, yeah, it's like my shopping list and this and that. So, yeah, no, this is not how that works. So you have to let this go. And this is also when people have anxieties. You know, my daughter has anxieties very badly. So and I said always to her, breathe and then listen to your belly. Never go with that in your anxiety moments, what your head is telling you.
That's right.
So I teach her this from the get-go on. You know, since we know she had this issue. So, and I said to her, I said, go always with your belly, never with the head.
It's hard. It's hard to do.
It's very hard to do. Now she can do it, but it took years to get her there, you know, to get her on the level where I said, here, you have your bracelets, you have everything. Have a band and pull it, push whatever you need to do to listen to your belly. Simple things, yeah.
Okay, let me talk about a couple techniques that are not, these are not new techniques. These have been talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Technique number one is sometimes breaking the chain of thinking requires you to focus your mind temporarily in another direction that disarms it. We all know about the spinning cycle. We all know about that.
Mm-hmm.
We can count our breaths. It seems kind of ridiculous. If you first do it, you know, 8, 7, 6. It's actually annoying when you first do it, to be honest with you. But as you practice it, it forces your mind to slow up and push down. Right.
Yeah.
The second thing you can do is try, I know this sounds very guru, but try chanting a mantra. Now, your mantra can be, you know, Eastern philosophy. I don't care, whatever you want. But you could also use the one I gave you, which is this idea of accept, trust, allow, adjust. You can just keep repeating that over and over till it's mind numbing and your mind settles. But then where does the intuition happen? Down here, right?
Yeah, in your belly.
And if you pay close attention to it, in between whatever thoughts you've now slowed, in between those thoughts, sometimes you will get that knowing that you are looking for. Mm-hmm. Right? So you can have it.
You can have it, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. But
I'd like to talk about something interesting.
There you go.
And this is the concept. First of all, is it better to know or not know? That's one question.
Okay.
And the other question is, when our ego doesn't like the answer, what happens? Which happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The job that I have offered to me, it's not really, my ego wants me to leave my current job. So it's pushing. Mm-hmm. And then we have a conflict. We got the intuition activated, but now our ego gets in the way and doesn't want us to do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big problem, right? You have any suggestions on how to overcome the ego?
Yeah, well, the ego is really hard, as you said, you know, to quiet this down. But the thing on it is, you can do it. So if you really listen to your head first and let your ego go ballistic, that's what I do sometimes. So when I get in fear mode or whatever, so here goes the ego and it's yelling, screaming, had a blast with you. So and then I'm like, yeah, really, that's how that goes. And then you think, wait a minute, are we done with this yelling now? So, you know, you come to a point where your head is getting tired to listen to this loud, annoying voice. So like me, example-wise, yesterday with the dentist, oh my God, it will be bad, you know, and blah, 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 blah. So here goes the ego. And then I was sitting in the car, like, well, wait a minute, you're getting on my nerves. I'm getting a headache. So now, we take a breather and we listen to the intuition. Okay. It's all fine. There's Miss Anne. Everybody is there. So get a grip on your shit, you know, and go for it. So, yeah, needless to say, it was really totally fine. Absolutely. So I heard my guide saying, what the shit is wrong with you? You know, Dr. Berman, so blah, blah, blah. So all fine and dandy. So yeah, but the fear and the ego, they start first. So it's like, well, they have a radio station and it yells and it goes and it goes and it goes. But you're getting tired of it. You really get tired of it.
It goes on repeat, you know.
Yeah, it's repeat.
When the story ends, you know what happens? It loops back to the beginning.
Yeah, we say it's like an LP. You know, you know the old record player? So it goes back.
And
it goes and goes and goes. So, yeah, that's what we say. It's like a LP. And then it's like, no, stop it. You have enough from it because you make yourself sick from it.
In order to break the cycle, you have to take an action. You cannot just sit there and let it spin.
No, you have to say, no, go away.
Take an action. Do something.
Yeah, and then sometimes if it's not too bad with the ego, then I'm saying delete, delete, delete. So it's like a computer, you know, it goes delete, delete, delete.
Okay.
That's working for me too. You can also say go away or whatever works. With me, it's the word delete. So if there come stupid things in my head, goes delete, gone.
Okay.
So that's how that
delete.
Works. Delete. That's
the delete episode.
Delete episode, yeah.
Yeah. We used to have the, now it's delete. Okay. I know, I like your quick, it's like a quick reference card. Delete.
Yeah.
I wish it were that easy. Can I just tell you, I wish it were just that easy.
No, it is not, of course. It sounds easy, yeah, but you can really coordinate your brain. You can train your brain on that. So instead, you know, sitting there and giving the ego the stage, it's like, oh man, then you have a blast that goes the next 8 weeks long. Woohoo! Here we go to get to the dentist. Blah, 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 blah. And here it goes again. yeah, right. No, I'm not going with this shit. So here comes delete. You can start yelling, delete, you know, and it goes and goes. So up to the moment where I'm going into my intuition and it's like, hey, yeah, everything is fine. Breathe.
Yes.
So, and then you start really, the ego has not a chance then because it's trying to.
Yes.
Hey, don't get me wrong. It's trying, but as soon as it stops or it starts again, goes delete.
Yep. I love that. Delete. Okay. Good delete. Technique. If you need something astringent, like delete, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Another technique you might try is journaling. Not the first time we've talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain the situation, okay? May I?
Mm-hmm.
When shit is spinning in your head, when it's spinning,
mm-hmm.
it needs almost like a faucet. Imagine a faucet in your mouth, okay? and you turn the faucet. Your head, imagine plugging a faucet into your brain, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if only you could just turn the handle and let shit drain out onto the table, you have a chance of getting it out of there.
Absolutely.
Like dirty water in a tub or I don't know.
That good was probably, idea. Yeah, that's right. A good idea too.
So,
yeah.
So here's what you want to do. Take that spigot, plug it into your spiritual spigot,
yep.
plug it into your head and open it up. And I think journaling can really help that. Why? The thoughts come out of the spigot onto the paper.
Right.
And then you know what you can do with that paper? I couldn't care less what you do with it. You want notebooks in 20 years you can read? You want to go burn it in a fire pit? You want to tear it up? You want to yell at it? You want to whatever? I don't even care. But if you write it, you have a chance to release it.
Mm-hmm.
So if the delete button ain't working, you can try opening the spigot up. So these are a couple prescriptions.
Yeah,
for
but
you
know what's also working? Believe this or not, remember when we had our emergency session?
Yeah.
So with the freezer, remember?
Yeah,
with the freezer bags.
Yeah, yeah.
So what you can do actually with thoughts like this, so with your fear, so you can write example-wise, again, on a piece of paper, my fear is not there. My fear is not there. My fear is not there. So then you put it also in a plastic bag. No, I'm not saying this word. So you put a little bit of salt and pepper even in there, and then you put it in the freezer. And with that, even alone, you do that. You physically do this. You
physically.
Put it in the freezer. So with that, you really think, oh my God, I let go of things. So that helps actually many people, you know, which have tremendous fears, to let things go.
I see.
So instead of using word delete or...
How long does it have to be in the freezer before it freezes out?
3 months, you have to take it out and you bury it outside, okay. Or you burn it. So either or.
Okay. Don't burn it in the freezer, though.
No.
if you go back to the spiritual episode, you know, people need precision in their instructions.
Oh,
but
my God.
No, all joking aside, that's, you know, it's a process.
It is.
That allows
absolutely.
You to say, I am leaving this here. It's not up here anymore.
Right.
And it's shocking. There are other ideas, too. So you got the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Some journaling.
Mm-hmm.
You got delete.
Mm-hmm.
You got a rubber band. Remind them about the rubber band on the wrist.
The
I like that one.
Rubber band on the wrist. Yeah, you can do that. So all the time when the fear-based thoughts are coming, so or you get in an anxiety mode. Like I said, I took this for people with anxieties. And you pull it and you plop it against your wrist again. So
and the sensation is when it snaps.
It hurts.
Yeah.
And
it hurts
that,
a little bit.
Yeah, it's not much, of course not.
It stings.
But it stings, yeah. And with that, you know, your mind is going into a different
It disrupts
direction.
It a little bit, right?
Yeah, because it goes where the pain is. So that's automatically when we hurt ourselves, you know, you do something with a knife, you cut yourself. So the brain is automatically focusing on that what happened
yeah.
in your finger.
Yeah, yeah.
So therefore, you have to side a little bit more free.
Okay.
So, yeah. So it's
so here.
It's
here are some spiritual prescriptions you can try to disrupt your brain. That's the idea. Disrupt it so that you can get down into your gut and access that knowing and access it. It is now. Here's another thing people are saying. Do you know what they're saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're saying no. That doesn't work for me. You can't. You can't.
Oh yes.
Does everyone have it? Does everyone have it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Not everyone can easily access it because they're not. But. Yeah. Everyone, it's available to everyone.
To every single human being on this planet.
But they're all saying no. They're saying no,
it
isn't.
Yeah, but that's bullshit.
Okay, so, it's bullshit. That's spiritual bullshit.
Yeah.
That's your ego screaming.
It's the ego. The ego is yelling continuously.
Right. No, I don't. No, I don't. I'm a victim. I'm the only one. Everybody else has it.
No, no.
Okay, all right.
No.
Can we? Okay, so now we've established that the knowing is there if you want it.
Sure.
Got to work for it a little bit in the beginning, but if you can work at it, it's there.
Yeah, it is.
Let's talk about this concept of knowing. I think sometimes we get fixated. I'm going to switch gears just a little bit, if it's okay with you.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes think that knowing everything, knowing what's next, knowing the path, knowing whatever's going to come out of a situation is better than not knowing. So in other words, if only I could know what's coming, my life would be better.
No, that's not how that works.
Why not?
No, because that's a shit. So, yeah, we have our shit going too, right?
Okay.
So we have a free will.
Okay.
So that is influencing that too, of course.
I see.
Absolutely. Even you have the knowing, and you can get this, you know, overnight in a vision or whatever. So you get this overnight, and still, next day, it's like, yeah, guess what? My ego. Ha! And here we go again. And then comes the delete button, then comes the whole shit again, you know? So, yeah.
The struggle.
The struggle.
But let me talk about, I think the ego loves to know. It thinks it likes to know. It thinks it wants to know the goods and the bads that are coming. It always wants to know, I want to know. I need to know what's going to happen. I need to know the right answer. I need to know now whether this is good, bad. Mm-hmm. I need to know what is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd like to give everybody, first of all, become aware of the fact that human nature is tending towards comfort.
Yep.
Do we like to be comfortable?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it.
And
24/7.
24/7. In your comfort zone, you have things you do know.
Mm-hmm.
Even though nothing is ever the same, everything is always changing, some patterns seem similar. Me driving to work every day generally feels like I know what's... Of course, no one knows, but it feels like you know what's going to happen. If you're a student in school, every day you go, you generally know what you're going to be doing. It's the no... You know, I know what's going to happen, even though no situation... So here's what I have to say about this. We all as humans think we want to know everything that happens to us. We're desperate to know tomorrow. If I told you, Iris, that your entire life's path could be known to you in an instant, if I told you everything that's going to happen to you, good, bad, or indifferent, could become known to you right in this moment for the next 40 years, would you want that information?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Why not?
No. Because
why? You
I
could
think-
do all kinds of cool stuff and make trillions of dollars and win the lottery.
Nope.
Nope.
No interest.
No
nope.
interest.
Nope. Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
Is that because you wake up every day and say, all right, I accept, I welcome the uncertainty?
I am accepting that. Yeah.
Okay.
And uncertainty is always there.
Yes.
So with the knowing or not, because we have free will. So don't forget that.
Yes. Humans have free will, no matter what.
And we have a screaming ego. So we have that. And therefore, you know, no, I don't want to know. No.
So I think that's one of the things that... Once you realize that there's information available to you through your intuition and you begin to experiment with it, you ask questions of it, and you learn and you get some good answers. Sometimes it's not perfect, but you learn to access that sort of that higher consciousness down here. It's lower in your body.
Right.
The question becomes is, can I know more and more and more? And then here comes the part that can be that you need to meditate on. And this will help you. Again, the wisdom of knowing is the subject matter. And that is that it is not always meant to be to know whatever it is you think you need to know.
Right,
We all are facing, let's go back to the guy that's coming from the United Arab Emirates. Was his name Matt? Is that right?
Mark.
Mm-hmm. Mark, I don't know you, Mark, okay? Maybe you're highly enlightened. Maybe you embrace the uncertainty. And if you do, I applaud you for that. But Mark, I'm just going to guess that there's some consternation. There's some concern. Maybe a little fear of the unknown. By the way, it's totally understandable. So Right. So what if, Mark, what if you could wake up every morning and embrace that uncertainty and say, you know, I don't exactly know what's going to be dealt to me today, but as you often say, I'm going to try to stay in the flow of things. I'm not going to resist.
Right.
I'm going to accept as it is what happens. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's earth shit that happens. I get caught up. It's nobody's fault.
Right.
Sometimes I'm learning lessons that I have to learn the hard way. I ignored signs. But I'm going to stay in the flow of the universe. I'm going to let it flow versus resisting it, saying, I have to know, I have to know. So I think the main theme I want to make, the point I want to make here is that it is not necessary to be neither happy nor successful in life by knowing everything. And it actually relieves you. It frees you of a burden every single morning. If you wake up and you're able to say, I don't exactly know how this part is going to go. I'm a little nervous about it. Mm-hmm. I have a little ego firing up on it. I don't really know how it's going to go. I'm going to prepare for it. I'm not going to be stupid. I'm going to try to do my best, but I'm also going to accept the uncertainty of what might transpire. Right. And I think the sun will rise the next day anyway.
It will be, absolutely. You know? And the other part on it is, you know, even you would know. And I mean, yes, as a psychic, we have visions and we cannot stop them. So they come from the universe. It is what it is.
You don't choose them.
So
they happen.
No, you have no influence on that. So when you get your visions and you know something, say, bad is coming in, because it's good and bad. It's yin and yang. Always is. So when you have that and you know there is something bad rolling in, so what is this helping me? I know that, but I cannot give it out.
No.
So the vision is for me to know as a psychic, but then you sit there and then this is where my trouble starts, because I don't know where it is. I can only assume.
Wow, you're only getting bits and pieces.
You get bits and pieces. And then as closer an event is happening, then it comes continuously. So it comes every night.
This is the life of a psychic.
That is the life of a psychic. This is absolutely the truth. This is how that works. So, and then you sit in your bed and you're waking up and you're like, what the shit was this? And whoa, where is this? So you have automatically, as the human, so here comes the human side. So it's like, ooh, I have to warn everybody. I have to warn, there comes a flood, whatever the shit it is. I'm just saying. So, but then you sit there and you know you cannot do anything about it. Nothing.
Yes,
absolutely
nothing.
It comes from the universe in the first place. So we have flooding, we have everything. So it is what it is.
That puts you in an interesting spot, because you now may know things that maybe could outcome, but it's not your part to tell.
No,
all right?
It's not the part they want me to know, or the other psychics in this world. And so we know, but you cannot do anything with it. So this is where I'm sometimes getting in panic mode, or where I'm getting the feeling, oh shit, what am I doing now?
Even as a psychic.
Psychic, but thanks to the Lord, I have always very good people around me, which I can talk to. They know that I'm a psychic and I can tell them. But I say to them, hey, you cannot give this out. That was my vision.
Yes.
So now I sit here and I'm talking to you about it. So, but you cannot do anything. But it's helping to talk about it. So you know there's shit rolling in. At least you can share it. So then comes the ego, which is like, tell somebody, go for it.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
So then you start all that. And it's like, no, stupid ego. So no, absolutely not. And then I write it down. I have books and books and books. Only with visions.
Yes.
Nothing else.
Now, they probably prove very useful when looking back.
You write everything down. So and that's what I do. Or, you know, even with dreams. So we have differences between dreams and visions. So there is a huge difference. But when I'm dreaming crap, so sometimes I write this down too. You would say it's a nightmare. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm writing this down. And then weeks later or so, I'm going backwards. I'm like, oh, shit, that was my dream. And exactly this and this and this was happened a week later.
Yeah.
So, but I have always my journals where I write everything down. So I have to, because otherwise I'm going ballistic with it. So I know I have the knowing, I have the wisdom. I know that, but then you cannot do anything with it.
And because you're not meant to.
No.
It's for you only.
Right.
Right.
And that same is when I'm doing card reading. So there's many things on the table and then people saying, oh, don't tell me. Stop right there. I don't want to know. So, yeah, okay.
This
so
comes to one of my favorite subjects.
There.
Let's talk about good and bad.
Good and bad, yin and yang.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, sure.
Is there really a good and bad in the universe? I'm asking you.
In the universe?
No, like in my life, in my path, in your life path, in this life you're in, it are good. The words good and bad things that happen to
black
us.
Black and
are,
white.
What's that?
Black and white.
Black and white. Mm-hmm. I think they're slippery concepts. We think we want certain things that will make us happy, but then usually if we achieve those things, we even forget or don't even, most right. of the time. My point is that the path that is that if you so you have access to more information because you're practiced at accessing, you have some skill there. Even people with good intuition can have a lot of access.
Of course,
but
sure.
even you admit that your human side doesn't do that well with it sometimes. It's really, really difficult to have that information. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the counter to that is to say, look, I hate that I don't know. I hate that feeling. Mm-hmm. I think I want to know. But what you then pull out the spiritual prescription, and it's something like this. I don't need to know right. what the outcome will be.
No, we don't need
I
to
trust.
Know.
Yeah. I may struggle, trusted. But I'm trusting that it will be my highest path. You can ask. I sometimes do this. I'll demonstrate. This is a real situation. I'm facing a difficulty in my job or my life, and I'll say, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I ask you mm-hmm. to guide me. I ask you to give me signs, mm-hmm. but I commit to myself to trust that I will find the highest path through this, that I will not, and please help me do that. And mm-hmm. I love when you say this, actually. If you don't know the right spirits to call or the right archangels to reference, mm-hmm. you don't need to know.
No, you don't.
Say it generically. Say, look, I'm not sure who's in charge of this universe. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Say that.
Yeah.
But can you help me with this? Can I ask for guides and archangels to get involved and try to help me send
you
me
can,
some signs?
Yeah, you can even say, hey, send me somebody. You have not even to say an angel or a guide or a gnome or somebody. Send me somebody.
Someone.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, then they sent an angel or archangel or whatever it's needed.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
But make sure you put yourself in your guarded bubble first, so someone doesn't.
Absolutely.
Because when you ask for help,
always in the bubble in the first place.
We can never forget this. It's a good spiritual practice when you do your meditation in the morning. Jump in the shower, get your negative ions flowing. To make sure you visualize yourself in a bubble so that negative spirits cannot enter in. Because if you extend an open invitation to all...
Oh, he learned his lesson.
Yes,
yeah.
I've learned that more than once. You want to exclude. So I invite only healthy, high-pathing spirits that can help me on my path. I exclude all others. Pranksters. They're pranksters. They play pranks, but they impersonate. So anyway, that was a sidebar. But point being, the idea of knowing and thinking that we want to know our lives, mm-hmm. and a really fun thing to do when you're in bed at night. Okay, now hold on. Okay. Now, you don't have to be a psychic to do this.
All right.
A really fun thing to do in life is to say, all right, do a little meditation in your bed and say, all right, let's say for the moment I could know everything. Let's say in an instant my whole life could be revealed to me, good, bad, or indifferent. People dying, people getting married, grandchildren. Terrible things happening, amazing things happening. I'm going to be reaching all my dreams, but then they're all going to get shot, killed off in a moment and whatever. Now, imagine, say yourself, thank you, universe, for not burdening me with all of that information. Thank you for allowing my path to be unfolded to me when the time is right on the universe's schedule, not on my whimsical ego schedule. Now try that, because I think it's actually a relief to realize that you're not burdened. Now you, being a talented psychic, you have more information than most do, and you have it as a burden.
But sometimes that's no fun.
No.
But, to be everybody thinking this, oh yeah, you know everything. So here's the knowing again. And that's not true. So, I know, but what am I doing with that? Nothing.
Ruminating.
One. So, or the other thing on it is, it's not always fun. You don't get always the cool things, I saw so many things about, example-wise, 911.
Yeah.
So I never knew where that was. So it started actually when I was still in Germany. So I thought it's Frankfurt because that looks like Manhattan, the high rises, the bankers, buildings and blah, blah, blah. So, but the thing on it was you had the smell, you had everything. And I'm like, shit, where the heck is this? So that went on years long, believe it or not. So over years. And then as more it came closer to, and then it was so intense that I was thrown up every night, didn't know where I was. I lost completely track of myself. Had no idea what was going on. And then even my daughter said to me, she said, Mom, are you sick? I'm like, yeah, I don't know. So when it was happened, and then you feel like, oh my God, this big stone is away from you. And now you know what it was.
It's because now known.
Right,
okay.
There, it's on TV. Yeah. So you know. But still, the wisdom and the knowing, what is this helping you in this position?
Nothing. So we should be grateful that we have not had our whole path revealed to
exactly.
us instantaneously.
No, it's
right?
not, because even, you know, you are a psychic, or I mean, you are too. So if you walk your path, yeah, there will be still, you know, you fall yeah. from the wagon and you go back on. We are still humans.
Yes.
So that was many people forgot. So we are.
Is it true that most humans upon earth have some psychic skill, whether they're in touch with it or not?
Absolutely.
But this is a great conversation, by the way. We've had this many times, and now mm-hmm. we're off topic just a little bit.
Yeah.
But what happens to the... Now, first of all, the first thing that happened when I said that is everybody out there said, no, I'm not. I'm not a psychic. What are you, nuts?
Everybody is. We are all born with it.
We have it.
We have it.
But
yes.
What happens? What happens to people as they grow up?
Well, as they grow up, so it's not allowed. So say you have, as we say always, the imaginary friend. You're talking, your baby or your kid is talking to an angel or, you know, a guide. So, and then we are coming in as parents. Oh my God, you know, you are full of shit and you are doing, so it's killed in the first moment.
It's a stigma.
And therefore, you know, your child, which has everything, as we all do, it's pressured down. It's like, nope. You cannot talk about it. You're not allowed to. And this is bullshit. And you are lying. So here comes the whole ego scenario, yeah. right? So, but this is what we do with our kids. We are all born with this gift. Absolutely.
The problem is one of fear. The fear. Mm-hmm. Let me come back to the, I'll come back to the top of the episode. And that is the fear that there is a higher power. That we're mm-hmm. more powerful than we realize. That we're not just humans in it. We're not right. We're not just meat and blood and bones mm-hmm. and a brain mm-hmm. and that there is a higher power.
Of
and
course.
It's really difficult to comprehend that idea.
Yep.
And as you often say, if people don't like what we're saying, they simply hit the stop button and move on to another podcast.
Exactly. But, that's what they can do. But yeah, free will.
Open your mind to the fact. I'm talking to the listeners now. Open your mind to the fact that there is a higher power. We don't care what you call it. Give it a, if you want to give it a religious name, good luck. Have fun with it.
Yeah.
I don't care what, doesn't matter what you call it. You want to give it your own name. You want to call it whatever. We have nothing. It doesn't matter.
I have a friend which calls the universe Papa.
So Papa.
Papa.
Okay. Papa.
So, yeah.
There are 100 labels you can give to
doesn't
whatever
matter.
It is.
We give the labels.
We give the labels.
Yeah.
So the point being, just the belief that there is a higher power is very freeing, but also can be scary because it's not in social norms, even though it's been part of cultures upon culture in humanity, even though it's still a stigma. It's still seen as something, I don't know,
yeah,
sorcery.
And you know why? Yeah. Why is that?
Why?
Because we don't see it. Right?
Right.
So
physically.
We physically don't see that. So, and that is the problem.
Yes. My suggestion to all listening who are not maybe a little bit cynical about it and don't believe is to open your mind to the signs that could be presented to you. Mm-hmm. They're left and right. It's just once you open your mind to it, and it's hard to
do.
You
will see it.
You will see them.
Oh yeah.
So there's that. The other mm-hmm. thing is you will maybe come to some knowing. You will start to have these feelings, but your ego will scream its bloody head off saying, no, I don't like that. I don't like right. that. I'm going to take the job anyway. Even though I feel that it's not right, yep. I don't care. My ego is screaming, I'm taking the job. Mm-hmm. So I'm not embarrassed to admit to everyone and everybody, every human upon earth, we are here as humans. Therefore, we are subject to, at times, falling victim to our egos. We do. We fall victims to the ego. So anyway. All right. What else do we have in the knowing?
In the knowing is so many things. I mean, that's what we cut it on here. So I say always it's a slice of the whole
just
pie.
A tiny
it's
slice.
Only a little bit. No, but the knowing is always there. And even when we have situations in life where we think, oh my God, what's happened, you know, when I say that to my friend or, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. I had your car, sorry, but I had a car accident, example-wise, with the friend's car. So now it goes the whole night, how am I telling this, my friend? Oh, my yes. God. So I scored the car. It's not bad. It's nothing massive, but shit.
Now
so what
spinning.
Am I doing?
Now we're
so
spinning.
Now we are spinning. We're going to bed and it goes.
Okay.
Okay. Am I telling her the truth? Maybe not. Maybe she's flipping shit. Maybe that. Oh my God. And then I have to pay for it. So now I don't have the money. Oh my God. What am I doing here? Do I have insurance? No, I don't. Has she insurance? Maybe. So this is the thoughts what we have. So the ego is continuously nagging, goes back and forth. So you have a sleepless night, as we would say, right? So, but the thing is, deep down, we know that is, hey, that is my friend. So I can talk to my friend. Yes. And can tell her the truth. Yes. And I can be honest. And I can say, look, was shitty. That was happened. So let's find a solution. I pay or whatever, or insurance, name it, or whatever the list is. So, but we know that our friend, which we know for many, many years, 40 years, 50 years, whatever. So we know the friend. And but still, what we do first is go in, bam, right, the ego lane, right?
Yeah.
Even with the wisdom and with the knowing that our friend would never, ever do this to us.
Yes.
But still,
we do
this is what we do.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are feeding into the ego with our thoughts, you know, with the fear-based thoughts, and then it goes.
I'm going to single out my daughter who's sitting next to me and is our producer. And I'm going to give her a compliment because I'm going to be generic. I'm not going to tell the story, but who was faced with a situation recently where she had to make that choice. In other words, you know, it was a friend and there's some things happened. Yeah. So do I tell the friend immediately?
Oh.
It was a bad situation and she didn't handle it very well. She confronted it despite some fear.
Good.
And immediately hit it on and called the friend. And you know what the friend did?
Congrats.
That you know, is know what cool. the friend did? What do you think the friend did?
I don't know. Was okay with
100%
it?
100% acceptance.
Well, there you go.
100%.
Yeah, because she said the truth, and this is what it was, the end of the story, you know?
Sometimes
well, that's cool.
You know the Band-Aids? You just have to rip it off sometimes.
Ugh. Right. Mm-hmm. That it's, hurts. It's ouchy.
It stings a little bit, but then it airs it out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, if you're sitting out there saying, I can't rip the Band-Aid off. I just can't. I have to propagate this.
You
probably can. You free yourself from it when you do. It's I know.
And that's
me.
Why even, you know, it's where we say, as Shannon said, it's ugly. It's so ugly, you know. No, it's not. It's created in our mind. So we have the scenario in our mind. Jesus Christ, my friend is killing me and whoa, and what happened and tra-la-la. So no, but the thing on it is that the situation is mostly totally different. We do our own predictions, which are wrong.
Storytelling, yeah.
Yeah, we are telling us the story. Our ego is yelling at us. We cannot say delete because we are so, you know, so everything is like, oh my God, I cannot talk about it. What am I doing now? So you are spinning. So you have your LP going, you know, it's going again and again and again. So for me personally, that's why I said to her, for me, there is nothing as an ugly divorce. No, it's up to you if you allow your ego and your fears to control you or with a friend, with a car accident. So sit down and talk. You have a mouth. It's from the universe given.
So you can
talk in a normal way. But the ego is creating the scenario in your head.
Yeah.
My friend is killing me. Oh my God.
I feel like we should rename the podcast like the Ego Podcast.
It's
and you
the
know
ego,
what?
Yeah,
the ego
but
likes
it
that.
It plays a super role. It is what it is.
It likes that. You know why? Again, it gets elevated.
It gets elevated, yeah.
Maybe we should agree never to say the word ego again because it like devalues
that
the ego.
That will not work, my friend. So forget about that one. So no.
Iris, that is your ego talking. I'm so sorry. Iris, this was a good one. And I think we're going to spark some discussion on it for sure. Anyway, thank you for all the insight on and the perspective.
Sure.
I think at this point, why don't we go ahead and say, well, we got to cover some ground. So first piece of ground we're going to cover is why don't you say I send off first to the bis nächste Woche, bitte.
Ja, absolut. So ich wünsche euch allen eine schöne Woche mit viel Sonnenschein und viel Spaß mit dem Wetter und arbeitet nicht so viel und bis nächste Woche. Tschüss.
Facebook.com/A100Words. Like and subscribe and follow us. Card readings coming every Sunday. Podcasts release on Monday. We typically live stream on Sunday, so you can check that out. Don't forget A100Words.com and don't forget /shop.
Yep.
Check out what's going on in some charged gemstones and some jewelry. I think people are going to love that. We had a little glitch, and thank you, Iris, for working through that with Mike.
Mike, thank you.
Mike, awesome job, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're getting it going, and Very, very excited about that. So all good stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the United States, I think it's appropriate to say happy July. Is it? No, I'm a week early on July 4th, aren't I?
Yeah, you're a little bit early.
Thanks a lot for making me feel like I've made mistakes again. And so in any case.
You're welcome.
Until next episode. And again, we're recording at night, so it's kind of a different fun thing. We should do this maybe more often. I don't know. But anyway, till next week, 100 words. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.